But then nalarit when they're working. That's called saro, the pain. The bnoya bitektanim lezok lerachmana. That Gemara says, b'maya kinta, what did you put the cases? B'mafis in the Mishnah, b'shein ma'al lo mazoynis. The Mishnah that makes a difference between ketanim and gedolim is talking about where the father is not feeding them. And therefore only by gedolim, when they're meichol, then it helps. But by ketanim, when they're not meichol, even if you have a reshifcho, they have no das. Therefore, since you're not feeding them, so then the paycheck goes to themselves. Therefore, they have a right to eat. So Gemara says, "Honicha, this is good. Laman diyomar ein horav yocholay mili eved." That the master cannot tell his eved, "Asay imi v'yein ezonach." Listen, I want you to work for me, even though I'm not going to feed you. Shaper, then it's good this case, since the master can't do it. So in a case where the master is not feeding his eved v'shivcha, when they katanim, since they're not meichum, therefore the master has the right to take their paycheck. Therefore, it can't be kotzatz. They have a right to eat. But el laman diyomar. Yochol Rav loy miliav li'eved, that a master could take his own eved kanani. I say to me, listen, I want you to work for me. V'yein izonach, even though I won't feed you, is so ma'ik le'meima. So then what's pshana mishnah? Why does it say that by avda b'shevchosei ketanim, you cannot be kotzas? Even if you're not feeding them, so what? But still that paycheck goes to you? So since that paycheck goes to you, le'maisi, you should be able to keep it. The Gemara says, true. Ela rather edividi b'shein ma'al lo mazoynis. Both the Mishnah and the Brisa is talking about where the master is not feeding them. If so, what's the machlokes then? Over all pligi, to ma sova yochol, or ma sovereign yochol. The machlokes is, because does the master have a right to tell his eved v'shivcha, you have to work for me, even though I'm not feeding you. So that's what the Brisa says. The master has the right to make it tanai even on avdei ketanim. It's talking about that even though he's not feeding him, but still he has the right to take the paycheck. That's why he gets the paycheck. For Rabbi Yechonon, Narmar says, for Rabbi Yechonon, but according to Rabbi Yechonon and Shita, the Yama that he says, Yochol Harav, is Shavak Masnissim V'yavak Raisa, does he leave over the Mishnah and hold like the Braisa? As Rabbi Yechonon himself holds, that the Eved could tell, the Master could tell his Eved to work, even though I'm not feeding you. Says so, because that's not like our Mishnah, it's not like the Braisa. How come the leave over the Mishnah go according to a Braisa? Because the Eved should be the Mishnah. So Marcel, what's the question on the sheet of Rabbi Yechonon that holds a master could tell his eved to work for him even though he's not going to feed him? So the now Mishnah, even though the eved b'shivcha is ketanim, so what? Since the master has a right to tell them to work for them even though he's not feeding him, so then the paycheck should go to the master. So why can't he make this tanai? So Marcel says, Ela rather the kuli yalma mishal shemayim uoichol. The maskonu is everybody holds taka that a poel has a right to eat by himself minah shemayim. And therefore the master or the father has no right to take it away from his children. And the master or the father has no right to make this condition upon his children or upon his avodim. So the Gemara says, so what's shot then in the bright song? Really everybody holds both the brights and the mission holds that a prayer leads min ha-shamayim. And he can't make any conditions really. For le'motzi kotzatz, and the master, the father, has no right to make any conditions. His soul, my kotzitz, the Amar by Shias, like Vishtim, by Gedolim, the Pshat, is there Michael? No, they have the right to be Michael. But by Ketanim, they can't be Michael. So what's the Pshat that the Bala boss, or the master, can make a condition with, like, the owner, that my kids won't eat, my younger ones won't eat, and give me the money? The parrot says, Mizoinus. So we're talking about now, Mizoinus means that you made a condition, like, you'll feed your kids before they go to work, you'll fill them up, therefore they won't be able to eat when they're working. That's what you tell the Bala boss. But really, when they work, how do they have a right to eat? Just you make a seat so that you'll feed them so much before that they won't want to eat. So more like here's the question, like on this chart is so, the kavod segav of hemtoy, the same shit has to be by the behemoth also, that heaven, in other words, that you're going to feed it before it goes to work, or else while it's working, you'll have a key omer that you had before, you'll give your animal your stuff from beforehand. So more stuff like Gnosis law. Like Nokos law, you should have spoken this out. It's not Mashmo. This would be the pshat. So if the Gemara says, Ela rather broken this will be the Machlokes in the Mishnah, the price is like this. To Masova Mishalo Yuoichel, or Masova Mishal Shemayim Uoichel. The Ramah Chor, you have to say is that the Tana of the Bryce told Mishalo Yuoichel. And therefore, he's allowed to make a Tanaya condition on his younger ones. Reb Yechon Rashi says, "Bein kishmal amazoynis, bein shein mal amazoynis." Or ba'plok to mukla mal amazoynis. And that's all the machlekes Reb Yechon. The old eved, a master can make his eved work even without feeding him. That's the type of machlekes. But the Tana, the Mishnah holds that mishlo yoychol. So that's why therefore you could make a tanai. But Tana didan, but Tana of Mishnah that says on benoy ketanim on every cotton he can't make any condition, because our Mishnah holds Mishal Shemayim Oweicha. Rashi says the field malom is not made lematikites, even though you're feeding him, but lemaisa still it's his chus. You have no right to take away his chus. So therefore the Mishnah says by ketanim, since they're not Michael, you have no right to take away their chus. The kiss of that's the machlokes, it's the machlokes Mishnah. And the brisa, if we say a pearl is min hashemayim, or does he eat mishaloi? Now the Mishnah says, we had before, koit seis adem aydei atzma aydei benoyu biti agdeilim aydei adem v'shachos agdeilim, that the poil can make a tanai with the owner that he won't eat, or his wife or his children won't eat, and instead he wants to get extra pay. And same thing are they ishtoi, because they have daft and moichel. This is the Mishnah that holds again the mina shemayim moichel. Therefore, he cannot make any tanai upon his younger children. They're not moichel, and the paycheck is not there, not the father's, because it's mina shemayim. For lo yaidei abdu v'shichos yaktanim, and not when you have a younger ever v'shichu, the same thing, because since it's mina shemayim, you don't have the right to take it away from them. For lo yaidei behemtoi, and you can't make a tanai that your behemah should work without you feeding him. For they shein behem daf, because they don't have any daf to be moichel. Therefore, since it's min hashemayim moichol, they have a right to eat. Now the Mishnah says, "Hasecher, like we had before also. Hasecher es hapoel es hapoelim. If you hire workers, laf es benetravai to work on your netravai shaloi harayel lo yigal lo yirkol. They're not allowed to eat. Im lo yadim lo see. They're not notified them before, so it's like a make a toys. Therefore, poydim amachilim. We tell the balabas to be poydim. So they poydim the gedusha of the payers onto money. Let the workers eat from it. The same thing is pasul egulov. Again, you have these cakes of dates that separated." And you need workers to put them together again. Whereas in this patchuk of yitzav, the barrel of wine opened up. Harei lo yichlu. Since lemaisa was hooked for lemaisa, they're not allowed to eat from it now. In lo yadim, let's say the balabos did not notify them about this. Again, looks like a mega toys. Therefore, maisa the balabos has to go from the maisa so machilin and have to let the poilim eat from the dates or from the drink the wine. Now, shomrei peiros. Let's say you're not a worker in the field. You're only a shomer. You're a watchman. You're watching the peiros. A worker is oichlin mihilchas medina v'loy min ha-teira. Midiraisa, since you're not a poil, you're not a worker, you have no right to eat. It's only a hilchas medina, so midirabonin, that you're allowed to eat mishon the minig ha-makim. So you want to say like this. Shemre peirois, what's the pshan the Mishnah if you're watching Paris, you're allowed to eat mihilchas medina. Omar Rav, so Rav says, lo shonarele shemre ginois or padesim. We're talking about if you're watching of a field or an orchard. If you're watching the gitois, that means wine, like after it was ready picked, after the grapes are picked off, you made it into wine. We also have ramus, that's a bundle of tefuah, after it was picked off ready, cut off ready. The kids, if you're watching something that's tolish, then oichle min ha-teirah, Rav holds, then the poil, this watcher, is allowed to eat midiraisa. Why? Because kasav, Rav holds, misham mekoyse ma'isadami. If you're misham, if you're watching, it's called like you're doing an action. So it's called like a pearl that's working, you're allowed to eat midiraisa. So the chiddush in the Mishnah of Hilchos Medina is if you're watching a paradise, an orchard, there since it's mechuba lekaka, there in midiraisa you can't eat, because you can only eat pashasha picking off the fruit, therefore it's not in Hilchos Medina. However, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, lo shonu el shon megitus raremis. No, that we say Hilchos Medina, is only talking about if you're watching the vats of wine or the raremis, bundles of tzua. Avol shemre ginos of pardesim. If you're watching an orchard, something that's growing, ainam oichlam loim natar loim yichus medina. Shmuel holds you can't even eat from midrabanan because you're not working on the gemar malacha. Therefore, you can't eat. Kesava warka Shmuel holds mishamer lav koisem aisadami. That you're a mishamer, you're watching it. It's not called like you're doing a maisa. You can't eat from it. So Mar says, Mosiv Rav Acha bar Rav Huna. He asked the question. It says, there's such a locha, Hamishamer es Sapora. Somebody that's watching the Poraduma from the Shah Shchit until they burn it. So locha is Matama Megodim. His Begodim, not only is he Tom, he has to go to the Mikvah, but even his Begodim is also Tom, he has to put them into the Mikvah. Now, V'yamer, the thing to tell me, Mishamer, the lach rabbi shoyme when you're watching something. Laugh, koisa, maisa dom, if you don't like Shmuel. It's not cool like you're doing an action. If so, am I the tamei of the godim? Why is this person that's watching the paradumah, why is he tamei? True, the locker is whoever's oisik, whoever's working with the paradumah, the paradumah becomes tamei. But here you're only a Mishamer, you're not working with it, so why do you become tamei? So Gemara says, "Omar Rabba Barulog, they Roshem Miyaz is Boreva." True, it's only Midrash Rabbanan like Shmuel, because the Shoyma really is not like the Oyster Meiser. Here it's only the Rabbanan with Gzera. Maybe you come to move the Paraduma. That's why you tell me. Now the Gemara says, "Master Rav Kana." It says, "Alocha Hamishamer Abba V'Chamish Maksoyis." If you're a Shoyma, you're a watcher over four or five different fields of cucumbers that belongs to four or five different people. So the Alocha is. You're not allowed to just watch her fill himself up, like eat from it, eat the cucumbers from one field, fill yourself up from one field. Rather, like you have to fill yourself up one fifth from each one of these fields. That's the halacha. Now, V'yamer, if you're going to tell me, Mishamer, Lavkom, Oyser, Maiser, Dom, if you tell me like Shmuel, that if you're a watchman, it's not called like you're doing any action, not working in the cucumbers. So if so, my Oichel, why can he eat altogether? And the half a meter is, these cucumbers are attached, are still growing. So Shmuel says, by Padesis, if you're a Shemer Padesh, you can't eat at all. Not even Hilchas Medina. See, if you're only a Shemer of the Kimakshoyas, of the cucumber fields, why can you eat at all? You're not a nicer maisa, and it's only it's mechub lekarkam. You can't eat at all, according to Shmuel. So the Gemara says, "Omer Rav Simi Barashi biyakurin shanu." We're talking about here that these cucumbers were uprooted. It's not mechub lekarkam. That's why, according to Shmuel, you can eat it akopon mehilchas Medina. So Gemara says, "Akurin, if they're uprooted already, so v'hala nigma malachta la maisa." He saw these cucumbers on the chuyav maisa, and the poel can't eat from it, even with rabbanon. So Gemara says the case is shilenitlei pikus shilhen. We're talking about like the flower, the perach, was not taken off from it yet. So therefore, even though they picked off these cucumbers, besad huk for the maisam, they're from hilchas medina or perach could eat from it, and therefore that's the chiddush here. Should not fill himself up in one field, but rather equally from all five fields. Now Omer Rav Ashi, Rashi says kavot to Shmuel mistav. I have a svar like Shmuel. That a shomer, if you're watching a field, it's not koisa maisadomi. That's not we learned. We had before the elu oichlu minat toira. These are the workmen that's allowed to eat fruit from minat midiraisa. Koisa be mechub lekaka. If you're working something that's mechub lekaka, b'shas gemar malocha. If you're working gemar malocha means you're working now pulling off the fruits off the tree. Uve tolish, the same thing. If you're working on pears already pulled off already to gather them together. Now mechala is a proof. The ikud loyko achol minatera. There are certain workers that do not eat midiraisam. Elo miyuchas medina only midirabonin. Now Amos said, what was the safe of the Mishnah before say? The elu sheinam oichlim. These are the workers that cannot eat. Now my einam oichlim. What does it mean they cannot eat? Even if you want to tell me shein oichlim minatera, they cannot eat midiraisam. Elo miyuchas medina only midirabonin. Hain reisha. That's the reisha that there are such workers that could only eat midirabonin. Elolav isn't the case of the Sefer, Shein Oichlim Loim Minatur of Loim Yilchus Medina. There's such a workman that they cannot eat at all, not Midrabbana, not Midiraisa. Oh, my niyu, what kind of person is this? Because the case is, Oise de Mechuba Lekakam, Vishor Shein Gemar Malacha. If you're a worker in a Mechuba Lekaka, you're working on the trees, but not Vishor Gemar Malacha, which means you're only pruning the tree, you're pulling off the dead apples in order that the good ones should grow, but you're not working now by Gemar Malacha pulling off the apples to take them home. If such a person cannot eat not midiraisa, not midirabbanan. If so, the kol shechein shoyim reginus opadeisais. For sure, if you're only a watchman, if you're only watching the orchard, you're not even working on the trees at all, for sure you cannot eat not midiraisa, not midirabbanan. So that's a proof to Shmuel that if you're watching a paradise, you cannot eat at all. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? You could eat Miruchas Medina. That's only when you're watching something that's tolish, that's already picked off. And it's only Midirabbanan, because the Svari is a shame. If you're only watching it, it's not called Koisa Maitzadami. Now the Mishnah says, Arbo Shomrim Hein. There are four different type of Shomrim. There's a Shomer Chim if you're watching something without pay. The Hashel if you borrow something. Noisei Soch if you get paid to watch. The Hasoch if you rent. Now what's the halacha? Shoy mechinim if you're a watchman and you do not get paid.
Nishpalakel, you have right to swear if something happened, Gneva Ve'aveda, and your potter, Asher Mechin Mazoni Chayiv, if he himself was Pasheya. As long as not his Pshir, not his negligence, he's potter. Fi Hashoyl, if you borrow something to use, Alach is Mishalem Alakel, Asher Mishal is Chayiv even on Einsin. Therefore, he has to pay everything. The only time he's potter, if it's mace, Machmas Melocha. While you're using it, in normal use, it dies, then you're potter. But for everything else, the shoyel is chayiv. Now, v'noisei socher v'hasoicher, if you're paid to watch, or else if you're renting the animal, so you have the same halacha, our mission holds, that the halacha that nishboyim al hashvuro v'al hashvuro